bumps corrode my way. Well, hey now, what can I say? I'll move them if I can, but if not, I'll leave them where they stand. All right, all right, all right. See my way through the puckle brush. The going gets tough. See you on the other side. Maybe you'll give me a ride.
All right.
When I cross that wide flowing river and see if it can deliver a new path to where I'm heading. Well, maybe it's it away. I don't know quite where you're going, but the current seems to be slowing. Maybe a hair from you will give me half a clue. All right, all right, all right. My way through the puckle brush. Even if the going gets tough, see you on the other side. Maybe you'll give me a ride.
Tuned to 106.1 FM WSCA LP Portsmouth. We're listening to Eli Elkis and with his partner here, and they're both members of the band Old Abode, and I'm going to explain a little bit more shortly. Please play another one for us. Live here in the studio here on WSCA. Happy New Year here on Local Folk. Go ahead.
It's Park Circle Avenue.
She turned the world around within a month or two, back in Park Circle Avenue. But they don't see her walking in the streets in the dead of the night. Looking for cash when it's tight, and it's always when you spend your work's worth on life. And on Sunday she's Katie, on Monday she's Peggy Sue. Tell you to save me too. She walks to the corner of 3rd Street while they're out of bed. boys hang out.
Yes, sir.
She looks around for the first boy with a frown and says, please spend all your money all on me. The cash is sweet. Yes, sir, the drugs are all right. There's nothing to feed a little old. Some appetite. All the boys go home for the night. Then on Sunday she's Katie. On Monday she's Peggy Sue. Don't ask her her name because she'll tell you the same thing too. She's Katie, on Monday she's Peggy Sue. Don't ask her name because she'll tell you the same thing too. Oh, a speedboat talking all about my girl. Cause I told him she'd serve my world around within a month or two on Park Civil Avenue.
Right on. You were listening to the New Year's edition of Local Folk, and I just want to let you know before we go forward that the views expressed on this program are those of the individuals who speak them and not necessarily of Portsmouth Community Radio, its board of trustees, members, volunteers, or underwriters. With that in mind, guys, introduce yourselves, please.
Hello, my name is Eli Elkis.
My name is Shay Ellis.
And what are you doing here?
We are with three different projects, I guess, supposedly. They're all our children, so we love all of them equally.
That's
but,
right.
We're here with Old Abode, New England's premier band, I suppose.
New England's
premier band, right?
New England's premier. I have New England's premier band.
Yes,
two members of
Old Abode. You got it.
And tell me something. Why do I have members? I'm gonna. Okay, listen. It's a trick question, really. The reason that I have two of the members of New England's premier band.
I suppose so. Don't quote me on that one. That's going to go down as a...
Well, we've already noted that these are not the opinions of the trustees.
Yes, exactly. So I guess we're...
They're Cousin Richard's opinions.
Yeah.
Cousin Richard's opinions, which brings me to... That's why it was a trick question, because actually my... You know, usually when I play music here on Local Folk, when we play music, it is to indicate in one way or another who the guest is tonight. And my guest tonight is Cousin Richard of Cousin Richard Entertainment. And I'm going to be talking to him a little bit about, you know, how he got into the music and everything else. He's actually a music promoter. So this is a little bit different than you guys who are traditional musicians who are here, or, you know, you play music and, you know, you're here in the studio right now. We even have Paul Harkins with us as well. And he's going to be playing at the middle of the hour. You know, some people, you know, when they come on the show, they bring a guitar. Some people, as you guys did, some people bring... bagpipes or whatever else. Cousin Richard brings musicians with him. Cousin Richard, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve. It's good to be here.
Hey, no problem at all.
It's,
hey,
it's good to have these guys here, too.
It's really good to have these guys here.
Thank you all for coming. And, Steve, thank you, too. And all you people listening, you're all in trouble.
I'll say for more than one reason. Hey, before we get into this, though, I need to just do a little housekeeping or whatever. I need to let everybody know that the computer is telling me that it's fair weather. It's 26 degrees Fahrenheit, and that tonight
it's just like Miami.
Yeah, man, it's fair. I'd say fair to poor weather.
Nice.
26 degrees, man. That is no good at all, all right? Mostly clear with a low around 22, light south wind 5 to 10, Tuesday sunny with a high near 40, west wind 8 to 13, and then Tuesday night, that's as far as I go. It's mostly clear with a low around 25, west wind around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. And I do need to let you know that programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by The Wire, informing the Seacoast. Every Wednesday, The Wire is independent and proud of it. We also get support from The Press Room, featuring live blues, jazz, folk, R&B, Latin jazz, and more Monday through Sunday, along with appetizers, sandwiches, and entrees at 77 Daniel Street. Schedules at pressroomnewhampshire.com. Need to let you also know, and this is big, okay? Volunteer slash DJ training session is happening January 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. Are you interested in getting involved as a radio show host or volunteer at Portsmouth Community Radio? Do you have an interest in news, radio, engineering, live music, performance engineering, music show production, or public affairs programming? WSCA also has many opportunities for volunteers in off-air roles, including marketing, fundraising, administration, IT, social media, and music acquisition, review, and management. The first step to getting involved with WSCA is to attend a two-hour Module 1 station introduction training session. The next Module 1 training session is scheduled for Monday, January 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. After completion of the Module 1 training, you will be ready to volunteer for many of the off-air...
Well, it sounds like they're going to send you out of space or something.
Well, no kidding. This is a very long... Listen, let's just get right down to it. You want to be a DJ? Do you want to be a DJ?
Yes, I'd love to be a DJ.
Yes, okay. Well, come in January 21st. Sit down for a few hours and learn about this place.
I just want to fly in a module.
Yeah, oh, that's what it is. Okay. Module 1. Apollo training on Module 1 shall begin. Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, come on in. You can do training at wscafm.org. If you want to fly in this module, all right? Nice. Now, that's what I did. You know, that's what I did over a year ago. Actually, it was a long time ago, and this show was a long time coming. And, you know, to me, I'm always interested in how people come to the music and how they get involved. Cuz, do you play any instruments?
I used to play the turntables.
Used to play the turntables. Okay, so tell me something. Did you grow up... Were your parents big music people?
Yeah, my mother had a record shop in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Okay.
And then I went to work for a record label, you know, like Warner Brothers, Elektra.
Yeah.
Down in Boston. And Rounder Records. It's like small labels, like a lot of acoustic jazz, blues and stuff, Cajun.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was probably 18 when I went to Boston to work for them. Then I went to Hawaii to work for Records Hawaii. That was part of Tower Records.
Okay.
And those people were the best. They were the doctors of music.
Oh, is that right?
All they did was they lived and slept music.
They lived and slept listening to music. Is that...
It was unbelievable. Yeah, artists would perform in our record store parking lot. We did concerts.
In your parents, not in your folks' parking lot?
No, my mother's store was just a little store in Lebanon, but it was the only real record shop for miles around, except Dartmouth, which was a few miles away, but that was a bookstore and record shop, and they had like a little bit of everything.
Dartmouth,
like
my Dartmouth
mother was totally devoted to music instruments.
No kidding. So is your mom's shop mostly?
Yeah, it's called Modern Records.
Modern Records.
Nothing but modern.
Wait, Modern Records. That doesn't even make sense nowadays.
No. And then I looked up that name, Modern Records, but somebody's got it.
Has it now?
Yeah, for a record label.
Oh, for a record label. Yeah. Okay. So, but so your mom's got this record shop, and you're in the cradle in the back crying, and she's like, here, let me soothe you with some music, and that's how you got listening to it?
It was actually when I was about, she worked for a music store in Lebanon, they went out of business, and then right away she started her own store.
So tell me.
So I was probably like 13 or 14 when that started.
Okay, so you were like 13 or 14. Hey, you know what? How cool is that? And you guys can chime in. Can you imagine if your folks owned a record store?
It was perfect because we used to have parties in the store. And then my mother would get calls and we got in trouble. You know, that whatever you want to imagine probably happened there.
And this is under your parents' supervision.
And then when I came down to Durham.
Yeah.
Then I went on WNH and I was assistant music director with Bruce Pingree from the Press Room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you and Bruce are close. You go way back.
Yeah. And he did the blues show and I started the bluegrass show and the reggae show. I started the reggae show.
Really?
And that was pretty sad because I had to go backstage with... Bob Marley, his first time in Boston, and
oh, really?
Toots and the Maytals, that was terrible. I hated it.
Must have been super bad news.
Yeah.
The air must have been a little cloudy.
Yeah,
it was hard finding your way through. It was tough finding your way backstage.
Just remember to take your vitamins. That's all.
Yeah, you definitely have to take your vitamins, and then like being on WNH radio.
Yeah,
I'd say that some of the artists I had on. As soon as I walked into the station, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. To become a DJ.
Yeah,
I had to make 100 demo tapes for them to accept me to be on the air.
Really?
Yeah. And when I first walked in, I heard Steve Duffy and Steve Phelps. Steve Phelps is in a group called Even Steven.
Yeah.
And they play all around here. He's a great guy, good picker.
Cool.
Really good picker.
Cool.
And that was the first live people I heard at UNH, and then I had them on the radio a couple times and ended up working with them, booking them at like the Striker in the Ore House. And
so I do want to talk to you about how you got into booking music, but it sounds like, your parents grew up, your love of music was there all along. I guess you could have rejected your parents and said, listen, I'm going to go live a life of no noise.
Well, my dad was real political. Like, he got arrested a few times.
Oh, like political?
He's pretty radical.
Pretty radical. I can't even imagine knowing you.
He was a great dad. He's like all of us. and all of you listening. And then my mother was really into music, but it was a good mix, you know?
That's wicked cool. So, I guess if you grew up, because I remember the record shop, I couldn't even get a job at a record shop because I wasn't cool enough.
Yeah, so I didn't have to be cool. All I had to do was work for nothing.
See that? I couldn't have done that. Yeah.
That's what happens in your mom's working. But it was fun, you know? We had parties in the record shop and...
Yeah, I imagine. I don't know what the record shop was like, but I just remember that the record shops in the town where I grew up in were the place where kind of culture was happening. Like
it's fantastic because it was right on the street when people walk home from school.
Yeah.
So all the kids would stop by, and if my mother's idea was that that became, not only exclusive with her, but a lot of people did it, was if people wanted to get a record, but they weren't really sure because they hadn't heard it, but they liked the artist or they heard about it.
Yeah.
So she'd let them open it up and play it.
Oh, really?
And just like that, they love that. Records were like 78 cents, 45s, and albums were like $2.97. And now, like, if you go into a record store now to buy an album, they're like collector's item. They're like $50, $100.
Oh, really? I was wondering
LPs,
how those records place.
If you go into like really great record stores today, and they come like in this glossy, this is like the coolest thing now is to get really good records, I think.
I think, I know that people can pay upwards of $100,000 for a
turntable.
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. These are the real audio files or whatever.
Yeah, and some major record label. I just heard a news story on NPR. Some major record company. It might have been Decca or London just sold to another company. So they got the whole catalog, like old Beatles stuff. And
so when you said to your folks, "Hey, Mom, Dad, I'm going to go be in the music business," they were like, "Right on," which is kind of the opposite.
Oh, my parents were real supportive and. If I wanted to protest, like I got arrested at Seabrook or anything, they were real supportive. And
if you got arrested at Seabrook, did you get arrested at Seabrook?
Yeah, I was one of the 14.
14.
So we all stayed overnight at Seabrook, and then they arrested us, and they bust us out to the armory.
Oh, really?
But the arresting officer that I was going to go to, I was walking. He said, "You got to come with me." And then another officer spoke up because I just bought a truck from Bill Doobie and it had a bad inspection sticker on it. So the officer that arrested me for the bad inspection sticker pulls me into his bus. Thank God he did, because we got let out on personal recognizance. Oh. So I didn't have to stay in jail that night.
Nice.
And then everybody got back on the bus and we were all ready to go back and sit in again at Seabrook, but thankfully, we didn't do that.
So you're like, "Mom, Dad, I'm going to protest at Seabrook." And they're like, "Have fun, honey."
Yeah, my dad did the same thing. And my mom was definitely political, but she didn't protest.
Were you with your dad?
No, he came another time.
Oh, he came another time. Okay, so it's a father-son. Father-son day, son, let's go.
Yeah, he was a good mentor, He's one of my. He was one of my favorite people.
Is he outgoing like you?
He was always in trouble.
He was always...
I do nothing compared to my dad. Yeah, he was more generous too. If he had anything, he gave it away.
Well,
yeah,
right,
he was pretty good.
Hey, we got two guys here that are giving away music by playing it.
Yeah, these
tell
guys,
me about these guys. You're a promoter.
Well, you know, I met Shay from an old abode like just over a year ago, and it all like just worked out incredibly. Because I went to hear the band last year, New Year's Eve. They were picked to play the Battle of the Bands, and they won it that night. But we went and heard them, and I said, this band's unbelievable. And it was really good. It's like, you know, all original music. And
yeah, it's great.
So I went to hear them, and then we started working together, and I'm really proud to represent them. And then friends of mine, this lady worked for me years and years ago. She was a secretary.
Yeah.
And she got married to one of the people that works at Me and Ollie's. So the guy, he gives me this CD of Eli. And I put it, I said, this guy's really good. And then somehow, Grace Limousine wanted to do an open house, and I asked them both to come and play that day. They donated all their time for free. And that day they heard each other, you know, Eli and Old Abode, and they loved each other's music. And it's been like, now they've got all kinds of great projects together. They write music together, and it's good. And then meeting Paul Harkins, who's here tonight too, when... the Hilton opened up. Paul and Jen were playing. They got the music thing happening at the Hilton. And they do like a folk and jazz world music. It's really cool stuff. So the lady there, Sean McEachran, asked me to do all the booking at the Hilton. And then even though Paul and Jen already had their foot in the door, they said, okay. And they started working with me, and it's been great.
Paul, I want to...
And Shay was going to... Not Shay. But Paul's going to tell you a story how he's got plans to go to Paris.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, listen, I'm gonna have these guys play one more song, actually, and then I'm going to switch microphones so that I can hear some stuff from you. My guest today is Cousin Richard from Cousin Richard Entertainment. I thought that he would be an awesome guest. You know, I often have people on the program who are promoting for themselves, or they're trying to make it in the music world and doing this and that. And the other thing, Cousin Richard is a promoter, and so he brings a whole new perspective to the music world itself, you know, in terms of that kind of thing.
The best thing to do when you're a promoter is not keep it a secret.
Is not keep it a secret. So what do you do for a living? Oh, nothing really. Well, hey guys, you want to play one more song, and then we're gonna switch it up. But you have another live one that you want to play, or I can play just something off your CD, whatever you like.
Why don't we do something off the new album, the new Bushrod album?
To finish with the so yeah, the CD we brought in today is our other project called Bushrod Washington. Mm-hmm. We started this project probably 8 months ago, probably a couple months after Eli and I met, and we started it with our buddy Adam Kelly, who also plays in Old Abode. And we've been in the recording studio, Rocking Horse Studio in Pittsfield, New Hampshire, since September. And we're getting ready to release it to the world.
So we've already listened to like at least one track off this thing that you brought in here mm-hmm. today. I want to listen to another one called Golden. Is that a good one to listen to?
Let's listen to Mountains. Mountains is a good one. Golden isn't quite finished yet.
I wouldn't
put anybody through that.
Listen, we're going to listen to this is a world premiere. Brought to you by Cousin Richard and Old Abode. All right, Shay and Eli.
And Bushrod Washington.
And Bushrod
Washington.
Washington.
Yes, sir. Do not mispronounce. Bushrod Washington.
The only way for me not to mispronounce is to not pronounce, period. I'll tell you that right now.
Usually people call us Old Adobe, so it's nice to hear somebody get the name right.
I was with you guys when they did. And we have Old Adobe. I mean... Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Something's coming in here. Old Abode?
And some people think I'm Cousin Kazine.
Kazine.
We've got Kazine
Richard. Hey, old Abode, before we go, is it oldabode.com?
It's old-abode.com.
Old-abode.
And you can also find us on Facebook.
Okay. Old Abode on Facebook, old-abode on the interwebs there.
And
hey, thanks for coming in. Hey, Cuz, thanks for bringing these guys in. Your promoter, that's what you do.
Thank you guys for coming in. It's good to see you.
Hey, anything for you, Richard.
Okay.
Great guy.
And we'll be back on Local Folk
with just a minute. Thank you, Steve, for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll be back with Cuz just in a few minutes. Yeah, we're going to follow Harkin,
you guys
too.
Are good for listening in. You guys should all drop over. If you're tuned right in, you're welcome to come right over.
This guy's trouble. Yeah. Don't take him up on that.
Yeah, people are welcome to do so.
We're going to charge you for parking, though.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's a nominal fee. It's just downtown Boston rates is what we charge. It's $20 for the first 5 minutes, but it's only $1 an hour after that. Here we go. We'll be back in just a moment here on Local Folk.
I take a breath of patience. I step out on the snow. Can't get lost now, I'm alone. I take a shot of courage. The light shines through the trees. I'll be home again, soon you'll see. A fear builds inside me. I don't know where I am. Could this be the cold, bitter end? Night is falling. Stars are calling my name for you, my friend. Shortly, but if I fare poorly, you may never see me again. Oh, again. Valley gleams, the drop is further than it seems. I'll follow my heart, take it slow and smart. I'll make my way home to you again. A fear builds inside me, I don't know where I am. Could this be the cold, bitter end?
Hey folks, you're tuned in to 106.1 and you're listening to the program called Local Folk. I'm Steve Kerrigan, I'm your host, And that was a track from an unreleased album from band Old Abode.
It's actually Bushrod Washington, that one.
Oh, this is Bushside Washington?
Bushrod Washington.
Bushrod Washington? Yeah. I thought Bushrod Washington was a person. You're like, yeah, it's me and Eli and Bushrod.
He's a bad man.
All right, well, this is Bushrod Washington, which is called Laser. They're calling it Laser Folk. Laser Folk Music. Is that what you're calling it?
Laser Folk.
Okay, right on.
Progressive rock, whatever you
want to
call it.
Man, I think it's a progressive rock. I don't know. Cuz, what do you call it?
Iranian pop.
I call it Laser Folk. Good.
Now hold on a sec. I'm thinking I'm promoting Old Abode, but I'm not. It's this Bushrod Washington, which is the website for that.
Actually, we don't have a website yet. Where, like I said, it's an infant.
This
project.
Is way world premiere.
Oh yeah, it's like way.
This is way world premiere.
In our hometown, we wouldn't have it any other way.
Hey, I love it. Hey, cuz, I need to talk to you again because you brought these in here. There's two people, but there's over 12 bands. It's amazing. And now with Paul, we have Paul Harkins in the studio as well, and he's going to have them singing with him, and that's going to be. I think I sense a new project.
Yeah. You never know.
Well, Paul Harkins has a lot of. New music. He constantly is working with new people from around the country, and he's planning a trip abroad next summer. He plays frequently at the Hilton Garden Inn in downtown Portsmouth.
So, Paul, actually, I just want to come on in close to the mic microphone real quick because
how's that?
That's perfect. Yeah, so we're here. You're a solo musician then, basically.
No, not necessarily. Sometimes solo, but I have a band out of Cambridge.
Okay.
We're a trio, so okay. I have dobro, pedal steel, mandolin, a multi-instrumentalist, and then a cajon player. So
cajone?
I think he calls it a cajon.
Plural would be cajones.
Cajones. yeah, that's it. Whatever, it's a nice instrument. You know, a lot of people.
That's what I call it too.
A lot of people wonder what it is.
Hey, how did you find the Cuz?
You know, if you're going to be in Portsmouth, you run into him eventually. And I think it was probably at the South Church, maybe at the Folk Festival, where I first met him. But he's a presence in town, and if you're going to play music, you'll run into him. So
okay,
definitely.
Yeah. Speaking of playing music, why don't you play something for us right now? Yeah, Paul Harkins, represented by Cousin Richard, who is my guest tonight. And I've got many more probing questions for him, but I'm just very interested in this music right now. Yeah, we're going deep. After I heard about the nuclear power plant and everything else, no, I don't know what we're doing. But I do. I'm very interested in the music. Paul, can you play something for us?
One's called The Bitter End, and it's actually a bar in Greenwich Village that where this thing took place. So it's a true story, and these guys are going to back me up. We've never sung together, but why not?
I don't know, why not? Yeah.
At a crowded bar in Greenwich, New York City. Well, I tried to call you on the telephone. Well, I thought you'd pick it up, guess you were busy making plans to leave me all alone. So I sat up at the bar with double whiskey, chasing lonesomeness with phone calls to my friends. And I tried to find the reason for your leaving, some old bar they call the Bitter End. At the Bitter End, at the Bitter End, at the Bitter End, at the Bitter End, where lonesomeness may be your only friend. At the Bitter End, at the Bitter End, at the Bitter End, at the Bitter End, I take a shot of courage and start your life again. So I wandered down the alleys through the back streets of this self-inflicted prison in my mind. I was wishing I could stop the pain and suffering, forget the race and head to the finish line. But through all my lonesomeness and double whiskey, I found a way to love myself again. And if you think it's easy when you're tipsy, ask the bartender at the bitter end. At the bitter end, at the bitter end, at the bitter end, at the bitter end, where lonesomeness may be your only friend. At the bitter end, at the bitter end, at the bitter end, at the bitter end, take a shot of courage and start your life again. At the bitter end, at the bitter end, at the bitter end, at the bitter end, where lonesomeness may be your only friend. At the bitter end, at the bitter end, at the bitter end, at the bitter end, I'm never looking back this way again.
Nice.
Cool.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Right on.
I can't hear in the can. Should I be able to?
Yeah, well, there's a volume on the...
it's up.
Over there. Is it all the way up? Yeah, maybe...
Hey, hey, hey.
Who knows, man? Maybe there's a... This is a... I should just mention, this is a radio station that is run by all volunteers. No one's volunteered to fix that yet.
That's better, though. I hear it a little now.
Do you? Okay. Okay, that's pretty good. Well, that was Paul Harkins, who's also represented by... Cousin Richard, hey, cuz, listen, you left home and you're with your old man to protest. You wind up down in Boston at basically Tower Records, did you say?
Well, my mother bought, there was a music distributor called Music Suppliers and Circle One Stop, and they handled like Warner Brothers, Reprise, Elektra, and then Rounder Records, you know, like independent labels.
Yeah.
My mother bought music from them at her record shop in Lebanon. So... when I graduated, I had a choice of going to school or going to Boston to work in music, and I chose to go to Boston.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable. You know, like, those are the days, like, The Who came to Boston. I saw The Doors the very first time ever in Boston. Bob Marley the very first time he ever came to Boston.
And you met these guys, or you saw them, or...
I wasn't in the kind of condition you should be in to visit.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes.
You mean you were sober?
Yeah,
with the doors, that was like amazing. But the, leaving Lebanon and going to Boston to work for the record distributor and all those different labels, and then that led me to Hawaii. When I came back, then I went to school at UNH and started,
so that's how you came back up here, is because you went to UNH after all that. What did you do for those guys down in Boston? I mean, you worked for them, but were you a gopher? Were you just
yeah,
do
I
whatever?
I was a gopher when I worked for the record label.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was picking. It was a popular time for. You'd really have to memorize numbers of record labels, like Reprise Record 6317 was Neil Young.
Oh, really?
Something
6317.
Like Warner Brothers or Reprise. So it's the same company, Warner Brothers Reprise, but Reprise label had Neil Young.
Okay.
And he was one of my favorites then. And you know, it's like...
You still remember the number.
Yeah, I kind of...
You don't remember much else.
Yeah, I don't remember much.
I like Neil, too, man. He's one of my favorites, for sure.
So don't give him too much credit.
And then, like, some of the people that I work with would smoke numbers right at work. I mean, those were the days, like, I mean, it was unbelievable time. Like, all the protests in Boston, and we'd get, we'd protest, like, the war, and Boston.
Would you go to coffee houses, too? Would you do that kind of thing?
Coffee houses in Boston, not in New York. I wish I went to coffee houses in New York, because, like Tom Rush started it in coffee houses, even though Tom Rush is a Portsmouth, New Hampshire native. He got his big start in New York City,
mm-hmm,
by playing in places where Bob Dylan played and Joan Baez, and coffee houses are an incredible thing.
So when you were growing up, though, you have always been, is it fair to say that you've always been totally dedicated to music as your life? I mean, you know, you were never like, I'm not sure if I want to go into, you know, accounting or music. I'm just not sure.
When I came back from Hawaii and went to UNH,
yeah,
I became a teacher at a daycare center while I was taking classes.
Oh, really?
And I really needed to take a break from music for a while. So I took a break for like a couple of months. That's the longest break I've ever had from music.
No kidding. To teach kindergarten?
Yeah, and I stayed there, and then I ended up bringing the kids to the radio station. They make IDs.
How is that right?
And like Sarah Brown, she's the head of the Green Alliance.
Uh-huh.
She was one of my students, and her brother Adam. Adam's a musician, Adam Brown. But Sarah Brown, the head of the Green Alliance, she was one of my kids, and what a great family. And I used to bring them to the radio station, and they'd make IDs.
Make IDs?
Yeah, they'd say, hi, you know, I'm Adam Brown, and I listen to WNH Durham.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's great.
And then they got to listen to themselves. And but working at the daycare center, I stayed there for 6 years because you could basically, it was a half day, you could come and go as you wanted. Like you could, I took a month off, went back to Hawaii, and life was good.
So you were doing like, so at that time, though, you were like, that was like your day job for 6 years, was working at?
Yeah, that got me through, and I was taking classes at UNH at the same time, and I lived in like a little hippie commune in South Berwick.
A hippie commune in South Berwick.
Yeah, we got kicked out of Newmarket, and then we went to South Berwick.
I'm learning a lot about Cousin Richard today.
Well, you know,
those are all good days. I mean, those are, you know...
Long
you
hairs.
Make good.
Don't let the long hairs get you.
Did you have long hair?
I want it back, hairs. I want it back.
Yeah, I did. I had a.
What do you think of these hippies of today? So
I had,
called
I had
hippies.
A ponytail, and the hippie today, they're
all Harrys. They're all Harrys.
They're pretty hip.
They're all Harry's.
Paul, before this goes downhill, Paul Harkins, please play us another song. Paul Harkins is not a hippie. He has
I don't look like one, but I am.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Okay, on the inside. Yeah. On the inside. Do you have any hippie songs?
Kind of.
An original?
Yeah, this is one. This is the last one on the CD. This is called Goodbye.
What's okay? Last one on the CD. It's called Goodbye. Hey, that's perfect. Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
The headphones.
Well, I mean,
all the way up. I can't hear anything in them.
Well, what can I do?
What can you do?
You switch headphones with somebody.
I've come so far without regrets, but I can't stand to be alone. I'll never be your second best. I guess my tears have been in vain. So let me love you like I do. In my silent, suffering ways. From the marrow of my bones to the layers of my skin. Stars will always shine when you love without your mind. I try to find the time to say goodbye, but let me love you until then. In my silent, suffering ways, from the marrow of my bones to the layers of my skin, and I will walk my path alone in my silent, suffering ways. To be right inside my heart, I'll never let you play your part. Stars will always shine when you love without your mind. I finally found the time to say goodbye. Bye.
Nice.
Yeah, cool.
Nice too.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Woohoo!
That's Paul Harkins.
Big party over here.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's great because, you know, normally here on Local Folk, it's not a big party because I only have, like, just one guest or something like that, but I got the whole studio full, and I'm liking it. So, Cuz, thanks for bringing the party with you. Is this a normal thing? You bring the party with you?
Cuz brings the party.
I think he does. He brings it.
No, you know, the truth of it is that when you get together with a group of people like this, it's a party.
Yeah.
So it's like a group effort. And that really is true.
Yeah, I totally.
You know, and this area is like amazing, you know, like the things that happen around here.
Well, tell me what's going on, because you're part of what the happenings are around. Oh, first of all, normally sometime during the show, we're supposed to talk about the different happenings that are going on. What are the next gigs going on?
Yeah. Paul, what's your next gig coming up?
This Friday happens to be at the Hilton. And then I have February 1st, York Harbor Inn, and then down in Boston at O'Sullivan's.
Nice.
Which is in Somerville, which is on Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Actually, it's called Sally O'Brien's. I was wrong. It's Groundhog a great, Day. It's a great it's club.
Over and over and over
sure.
again.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Well, this Saturday, you will probably see a plethora of the children that we have going on. And by children, I mean projects of Shay, Eli, Adam, John Bellow, Graham Duval, otherwise known as Greg Duval, otherwise known as the Dutch Treat, as well as Ollie Elkis. But anyways, we will all be congregating, and hopefully Shay can make it. If Penny, if you're listening, please let him go. And hopefully we will all be able to make it over to the Blue Mermaid, as well as you. Nice. 9 o'clock this Saturday. It's going to be Eli Elkis. There will be an Old Abode showing, probably, and probably a Bushrod Washington. And the Gay Agenda as well, which is Adam's side project, will be playing. And by gay, I mean happy.
Okay, so so to distill that, we're saying Saturday at the Blue Mermaid?
Yes, Saturday at 9.
Saturday at 9 at the Blue Mermaid and Friday
at the Hilton.
At the Hilton.
8 o'clock.
All right, 8 o'clock. Fun. Okay, yeah, rock and roll.
And you could stay overnight right there and then hit both places that weekend.
That's true, yeah. You can always find a place to crash if you've had a bit too much.
And if there are no rooms, you can just go across the street and crash at Cousin Richard's on his couch.
Yeah. I can't fit more than 20 or 30.
You better take a taxi there if you're too drunk to drive. Better take a taxi.
That's a good idea.
Take a taxi. Yeah.
I want to make a quick little thing. Old Abode at the Thirsty Moose on the 25th.
At the Thirsty Moose.
All of our friends in Portsmouth, we will see you there.
All right. Well, that concludes our community calendar, I think, of the events that are going on, all of which, if you do show up with them, will benefit these guys. So I think that's a great thing, and it would benefit Portsmouth to listen for you guys to get out.
And it will benefit you as well, because you'll have a great time, like we said, with Life of the Party over here.
Life of the Party, man. Yeah.
Party it up.
Because speaking of parties, who's the first band that you ever promoted?
I think one of the first bands that I ever promoted was probably some solo people, like when I came to the Seacoast from Lebanon, was people like Cormac McCarthy, Ed Gerhard, and Bill Morrissey.
Oh.
And then a band from Vermont. This is like a group, but it was a band. They were on Philo Records out of Vermont called Road Apple, and they were like amazing.
Road Apple.
And then because I worked for Warner Brothers Elektra, I was still involved with the record label while I was at UNH, and I needed a band for New Year's Eve for the Airmen's Club at New Year's Eve 1976.
Yeah.
So I went to Warner Brothers Elektra, and I said, you know, I'm looking all over, and we need a band. And it's December 1st, and we need a band for New Year's Eve. And she said, the lady that I was working with at the record label, her name was Kathy, and she was married to Ben Orr from the Cars. But it wasn't the Cars yet, it was Captain Swing. So I brought home the reel-to-reel tape. She said, this band's available.
The reel-to-reel.
So I brought it back, the reel-to-reel. I brought back,
what is that?
I brought back the reel-to-reel to WNH, and I played it for the people from the Airmen's Club.
Yeah.
And it was Captain Swing, and they just then changed the name of the Cars, and their first gig ever was at the Airman's Club at Pete's.
You're kidding me. Okay, and you put this up. This is great. All right, so then when after that happened and they became the Cars and everything, you said, hey, I've got a gift.
Yeah, and then I continued booking them, and I booked them like at Luno's in Rochester. That was a good dance club. And they went back several times to UNH. I booked them at UNH, $400 for a weekend. $200 a night for the Cars. This is a true story.
$200 a night.
I'd get
for the
10%,
cars.
$40. It was. I was living
pretty high stakes right
I
there.
I was high stakes, high on the hog.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
And then I booked them at the, you know, quite a bit at the Airmen's. The Airmen's Club actually really loved the band at Pease. And that was a rock and roll club. I worked with Ruckus and Company, Bud Hill. He passed away about 10 or 15 years ago, but he was one of my favorite guitarists from here when I first came to Portsmouth.
Yeah.
He died too young. He must have been in his 30s. The kid was like unbelievable.
That's too young. I'm in my 30s. Yeah.
That's hard living right there.
It's hard living. I mean, it was a good, real... I met a lot of musicians in Portsmouth and booked like Duke and the Drivers from Boston at the Ranger Club. And Gator used to run the Ranger Club. And that was, we used to nickname it the Danger Club. And really bad stuff could happen there. But it was a blast. It was a rock and roll club, you know what I mean? It was a true rock and roll club.
For the young at heart.
I loved it. And then one of the first places I ever went to, Mikey Smith ran. It was called Lads. And that was on the way to Rye. But everybody, when they got out of the beach, would go dancing there, and that was awesome. Then the Meadowbrook opened up, but that didn't have the same feeling as the Ranger Club or Lads. Those are true rock and roll places. But then being around here for so long, representing artists.
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. Like, what, you know, I mean, I can tell you have a certain personality. Do you think it's a certain personality trait that allows you to just go out there and promote? I mean, what's the story?
I think I hate people.
That's what I thought.
I hate music. So you put all those
shows,
you put all those things together, you're bound to do bad.
You're like, I hate people, so I'm going to make them listen to music because I hate music.
No, I think it was like Rich Kane from UNH.
Yeah.
He was like one of the reasons why.
Did he ask you?
He asked me to book people in the public, Bill Morrissey and Cormac and Ed Gerhard.
Oh, so he asked you to book other people.
Yeah, because I was on the radio. And then you know, people here in Portsmouth, like Sam Jarvis used to own, you know, what's now, you know, remember the Metro?
Yes. It's Rudy's now.
And now it's Rudy's now, but Sam Jarvis owned the Metro. And he's one of the first people in Portsmouth that ever hired me. And I used to spin big band music in his place and book like bluegrass music in there and bands. And
so you were a DJ, mobile DJ like myself.
Yeah.
All right. So you were a mobile DJ and then you had a radio show like myself.
That's how I did it.
Coincidence.
And then I gave up being a DJ.
I don't live in a commune, so I mean...
I live in the time. I think they're coming back.
Oh, they really are. You know?
You got to be a vegan though now to do it.
Yeah, right? Vegans are popular now.
It is.
No. Vegan's
nothing wrong with a vegan.
Nothing wrong with a vegan, especially if you like pork and steak. And
you would. They wouldn't let you live there.
But you know, a couple of my friends and
you can like it. You just have to keep it alive.
To be quiet.
A couple of my friends and I, like Mark Keller, he was a Portsmouth native, and Jamie Batson ran Prescott Park Arts Festival. And I said, you know, this town needs a First Night. And they helped me start First Night Portsmouth.
So you helped start First Night Portsmouth?
I'm one of the co-founders of First Night.
No kidding.
And those people, I mean, I couldn't have done it without them and all the volunteers and all the sponsors we had. And I started the New Hampshire Folk Festival here in Portsmouth and the New Hampshire Blues and Jazz Festival.
Huh.
And the Comedy Extravaganza is coming up February 15th at the Music Hall.
Nice.
And that raises money for the Seacoast Food Pantry and the Green Alliance.
All good stuff.
And yeah, that's all wicked good stuff.
And Sarah Brown, my old kid, runs the Green Alliance.
I know.
It's a small world. And Diane and Margie run the Seacoast Food Pantry. And at one time, I was actually one of the people that through hard times, I used to go to the food pantry and get food.
Yeah.
So then when things got better, then I started giving back to the food pantry. So I want to do a fundraiser. Now I love to give them money. It's a beautiful world, you know?
Yeah.
It's amazing how when people help people that, you know, this is stuff.
Infectious.
It's really good talking about this stuff because, you know, it's good for the soul, you know?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just don't think about it.
You don't think about what the cool stuff. Oh, you mean that people need food?
You don't think about much, like any hard times you went through. You don't want to talk about stuff. It's only good to talk about like all the good stuff and You know what I mean?
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But I mean, a musician has a gift, I think, that you can really express like something that people have in their hearts and souls that they need to feel, but they don't feel it until they hear that tune. And then all of a sudden, like, a true artist is somebody that makes you feel like so sad and so happy. If they can make you laugh and cry, like an evening, right?
All right, I want to see some tears, man.
Yeah, you are. Right now, I can feel them. But you know, that's true. I mean, when you go out to see a performance, if you can make a night of it and an artist can make you laugh and cry, there's nothing better in the world than that, because there's nothing wrong with crying and there's nothing wrong with being happy.
No, man.
As long as you're being real about it.
Oh. Being real, that's where it's all at for me too. Yeah,
I mean, this is great. Hey, Stephen, this has been a great show because this is like one of the few radio shows where I feel really comfortable talking and Paul coming on.
Yeah, baby.
This was super. And then having Shay come in and Eli.
Oh, I know.
That was a treat too.
Yeah.
So
and cool.
Portsmouth Community Radio, I mean, a lot of times, like all the work that Tim Stone did with Bruce Pingree and Bob Nielsen and everybody to get the station going.
Yeah.
This is like a great thing for Portsmouth.
Well, it's been over 10 years now that the station's been going. I mean, I've only had the show, I've had this show a year, but they've had, I mean, I think it's been like 8 or 10 years or 13 years or, my gosh, it's been a long time though. I remember when it was first, I mean, I'm obviously not very good with dates, you know, but I'm glad that you're enjoying yourself in here. I am enjoying myself as well. By the way, if anybody wants to listen to this stuff later on, it's going to be posted on wscafm.org, and it's also going to be at stephencarrigan.com, stephencarrigan, stephencarrigan.com. You can go to the local folk tab, and I keep an archive of just about every single episode. I have missed one or two, and they've slipped through the cracks, I swear. But, but you know, that's time. But StephenCarrigan.com, you can get just about everything. We're definitely going to have this one, because this one is really kicking
it. Do people know, like, that you play live music?
I think they do. I don't talk too much. People must know something about it.
Because I'm going to tell you guys a secret that Steve's in. I met Stephen at the press room, because there's that session, you know, that Tom Hall started, and then David Bem, but that's like an excellent night to go to the press room between 4 and 9. I mean, it's like so soul. It's true soul.
What night is that?
Friday
night.
And then people jam like you wouldn't believe. Like it's an
open session.
It's Celtic folk. It's totally acoustic, but it's like heart wrenching and happy at the same. You know what I mean? All at once.
I mean, it's funny about Irish
qualities you're looking for.
And then they have all the bad stuff there, too. I mean, they have Guinness and all the bad stuff.
Yeah. Well, they do have the bad stuff. I mean, I'm usually...
It makes it even better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm often down there on a Friday night. And then on Thursday night, I'm at the Stone Church. And a lot of people that I've had on this show, I'm at the Stone Church with Jordan Terrell-Wasaki and Jim Prendergast.
When are you there?
On Thursday night, 6 to 9.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday, 6 to... Just about every Thursday, 6 to 9, I'm there singing for the... We call it Thirsty Irish Thursday.
And all the boats going to the Stone Church.
Are you guys doing the Stone Church sometime soon?
February. We're playing with Toto Bien.
Toto Bien in February?
It's like surf music, Toto Bien.
For them February 23rd.
Yeah, there is a lot February 23rd. Going on here. How do you make all this happen? What does a typical day look like for you?
Well, I usually sleep all day.
That's good.
No.
That's a good start.
I usually get up. I try to get up like at 5 o'clock. And then I try to hit Spinnaker and go swimming and then take a walk. But and then I try to get to work like around 8 o'clock in the morning, and I usually go to like 6 or 7 at night.
Are you, is this on the phone or is this on the email?
It's both. Every week I take at least one road trip to visit people. Like I travel either to Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire. I hate driving south. I always like driving north. That's always been my spirit, is just to try to... But really, in music, I mean, the doors in Boston and New York City that I try to, impress on artists that's so important for them to get airplay and perform. Obviously, like, Boston's important, New York's important. But I love going north because it's just so much more soulful to me.
Do you think you can really bring it to people?
I mean, Canada. I mean, I want to go to Montreal and Toronto more often. And I think Canada's really happening musically.
Yeah.
I mean, Toronto would be a great place to go and record an album.
Oh, man.
Right now would be like perfect timing to go to. If I was going to pick a town, I'd go to Montreal or Toronto to record.
So, Cuz, we have only a couple more minutes here. So I do want you to share with people what you've got going. You know, your promotions, your website, CousinRichard.com.
Yeah, it's www.CUZINRichard.com. And then the comedy extravaganza is coming right up. This Saturday night, we've got the Wicked Smart Horn Band playing for Governor Haslam's inauguration in the North Country. So that's going to be a party at the Mount Washington Hotel. So come on down. And then they're from Franconia. And I met them at the Mount Washington Hotel, and we became friends like right away. And then Chris Humphrey Band's playing this weekend. It's Mount Cranmore's 75th anniversary this weekend. This is a huge weekend as far as like anniversaries and, you know, political stuff.
My birthday is this weekend as well.
Your birthday, Eli's birthday, so there you go.
Happy birthday.
Well, there you go. That's so, and the stars are aligned.
So this weekend you got to go to the Blue Mermaid, and the night before you got to go to the Hilton St. Paul and stay overnight at the Hilton.
Hey.
Then when you wake up you'll be at the Blue Mermaid.
Here's a week for you.
Come to Richard Planning.
Hey, here's a week for you. Come to Thirsty Irish Thursday. You come to Thirsty Irish Thursday at the Stone Church, okay?
Oh, that's right. Go to the Stone Church first, and then Stephen will give you a ride back here.
I'll give you a lift on back, you know, Friday. Friday we got Paul, and Saturday we got we have Eli and his many, the many faces of Eli, we'll call it. Paul, but why don't you leave us with a song? Why don't you play something else for us? Just give us something else that's happening here on Friday, you know, right here in Portsmouth.
Look at me, babe, I'm sitting here on top of this sugar mountain. Candy canes hanging from the trees, there's soda in the fountains. I got every flavor you want, every color of the rainbow. What you want is what you get, as much as you can handle. G-Love ain't got nothing on me with this special sauce. Come on into my candy store and I'll show you who's boss. Yeah, yeah.
Got that special sauce, that's cause she's my baby.
Chocolatey drinks and chocolatey sauce is coming in my blender. Peanut brittle and hard dark chocolate and some with the creamy center. I'll always leave you satisfied when you're at my table with jelly beans and gummy bears and licking sticks of maple. G-Love ain't got nothing on me with his special sauce. Come on into my candy store and I'll show you who's boss. Yeah, yeah.
I like cold beverages.
I've got a little bit of everything you need. Sugar berries dripping with honey, and you don't have to say please. Been to Sugar Mountain and you seen my confection collection. I hope it left you satisfied and there's no disaffection and retrospection of your selection, of my affection and your direction. It's a love connection.
Nice too.
Oh!
I want to go to Sugar Mountain.
Yeah, so do
it's
I.
It's a great place, man.
It's up near Franconia.
You know, G-Love.
It's up near
I was listening
Franconia.
To some G-Love, and I said, I can do better than that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I really think that. All right. All right, guys. All
thanks
right,
for having us on the show, man. It's been great.
Thanks, Stephen. Thank you so much. This has been too much fun.
You're very welcome. Too much fun for me, too. And we'll see you next week on Local Folk, right?
We'll see you next week.
All right.
Cousin Richard.
All right.
Hey, thank you all.
The cousin's in the house.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Elon. Thank you, Shay.
At a crowded bar in Greenwich, New York City, I tried to call you on the telephone. Well, I thought you'd pick it up, guess you were busy making plans to leave me all alone. So I sat up at the bar with double whiskey, chasing lonesomeness with phone calls to my friends. And I tried to find the reason for your leaving, some old bar they call the Bitter End. At the Bitter End,
at the Bitter End,
at the Bitter End,
at the Bitter End,
where lonesomeness made me